The following program is rated P for Pimp. Dante Nero is not a licensed therapist, counselor, or medical professional. He is, however, a former pimp, 7-time Male Exotic Dancer of the Year, comedian, writer, actor, fighter, emotional philanthropist, and revolutionary, who just happens to have some unique perspectives on male and female relationships and game. Be advised, this is the Beige Phillips Show.
And you know, when I was in fifth grade, I had three white bitches bringing me candy every day by the bags, right? You know what I'm saying? By the bags, right? You know what I'm saying? Until one day, man, some white boys, right? Some eighth grade white boys, and these motherfuckers chased me out to the school, right? You know, put a little end to that thing, you know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, you know, some years later, you know what I'm saying? Here I am again, right? Getting money out of bitch ass, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't no candy. This time, you know, some major money.
Yeah. What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
Been asking that since the dawn of time.
What these bitches want?
Dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, yeah. Slash, Cocoa Puffs, sweet bitches. Make you want to eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want.
I love that.
Yeah. What these bitches want, that's what this is all about, Harry.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure that out for a long time.
Beige Phillips Show.
Everybody.
What these bitches want. I know what they want. That's why we got the podcast.
Yeah, Homer.
Because I know exactly what they want. They need, you know what they need? Direction. A bitch without.
That's not what they want, though.
Yeah, well, this is what she needs.
Yeah.
A bitch without direction is headed for self-destruction on a paper boat in a lake of fire. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk.
They don't. Yeah, unfortunately, they don't realize that. It's tough getting them on that, you know, in the right direction, though.
They don't know.
That's the constant battle.
You got, you on the wrong train, the right track. Boop, boop. You on the trolley, bitch.
No, you're going downtown. You need to do. You got to transfer. You got to go back uptown.
Listen, you are going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
You need direction.
And
you're headed for self-destruction.
Just the man to bring it to you.
That's what I'm saying. Harry, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing okay. I'm excited about, you know, this is our first show in the almost done new studio. I think it's pretty much 90% done.
It's 90% done. Here's the deal. This is the new Bay. We are broadcasting from the new Beige Phillips Studio, a.k.a. the Pimp Cup. We are sitting in the Pimp Cup. Niggas don't even understand. It's all chocolatey. Everything is all chocolatey.
It's nice and brown. This is really, you design every room in this house.
Yeah.
Because I've been through every room.
It's all
and they're all designed
shit.
For psychologically to influence women to drop their drawers, basically.
Yeah, if a bitch come in the Pimp Cup, she gotta at least play with a pussy.
Well, I mean, she gotta appreciate even the soundproofing. Come on, bitch.
You know how much scream. I don't care. I know I got a big dick. Just scream. It's all right. Nobody can hear you.
That's custom fiberglass. Show some fucking respect.
If a bitch screams in the woods, is she really getting fucked? I don't know. Is that even a saying?
It is at your trial.
How you feeling, Harry? How you feeling?
I'm doing all right. I will. You know what? I have a little bit of an issue that I had that really, it's why this show exists. You
exactly.
Know?
Okay.
Here's the thing. I'm here on this show basically as the voice of reason. That's why I'm here. That's my job.
Well, I don't know if it's the voice of reason,
well,
Harry. I think it's more of a just you are like it is. I don't
I'm a communicator.
Know.
I have to deal. My department is dealing with the people who don't understand. Sometimes you feed the medicine with not as much sugar as there needs to be, and some people don't understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. And sometimes that's sort of my job, or just, you know, to see a different direction. But the point is this. there's a lot of flack sometimes given to this show, and you in particular, about
really
how intense. Well, some people, you know, like.
That's funny, because nobody ain't said shit to me.
Because look at you. Well, who the fuck's going
to
say shit to you?
Shut up, Peter.
Yeah,
I didn't introduce you yet.
Not to your face, but. You know, you're going to get flack from women, especially,
yeah.
Who go, why does that have to be said? Why, You know, why do you portray women in that fashion?
You know what I say to that? Why not?
Why
not? Why not?
Because I agree with you.
You know what's interesting about that is a bitch will always ask you why is this necessary? So here's the thing. A bitch will always ask you a shitload of questions about, well, I don't think this is right. And then when you ask why not, then a bitch don't have an answer.
Right.
Bitches don't play chess. Like, good chess player is 6 to 10 steps ahead of his opponent. That's what makes a good. See, but a bitch is so used to using a pussy to manipulate the situation. After you go, I don't give a fuck about your pussy. Tell me why not. She don't have nothing to say.
Right.
And that's the problem.
And this story is going to go towards the direction that our young friend here is here for, the direction that he's seeking. And we can introduce him. We don't have to wait for my story to be done, but we can.
Let me tell you about this dude. Young dude. I met him. He was 16.
Yep.
16 years old. And I don't want to get too personal, but this cat, his father, fireman. Yes.
Yep.
Was a fireman. Lost his dad in 9/11. Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, it just really good kid. Like, you could tell his pops was the shit because he's just a good kid. Started doing comedy. What time? How old were you when you started doing comedy?
16.
16
they
years
had
old.
Turned 16.
So I just met you when you were doing comedy, and I really, really liked this kid.
I'm liking him.
But yeah, right out the gate, I liked him, and he was a funny dude, and he was a kid who listened. You know, he respected the craft.
Right.
You know.
You took a liking to him for some reason. You have a need
to to the point where I actually told everybody he was my son. Right? He actually calls me dad sometimes. He will introduce me as his father. Right?
Yeah.
Give it up for Peter Davidson, yo.
Yeah,
give it up for Peter. Give it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got digital claps. I'm on point today.
Yeah.
So, Pete, what's going on, baby? How you doing? It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I like to be in the pimp cup.
Yeah, you are deep in the pimp cup.
It's brown as shit in here.
But thanks for coming out, dog. I appreciate you coming out. And the thing is, Harry, Peter's a fan of the show. He had heard. I don't know if I turned you onto it or you got turned onto it.
You told me because I don't have like. I only live with my mom, so I can't come to her and be like, yo, how do I get bitches?
And even if she's willing to answer, it's probably not the best
it's
way.
It's probably wrong. Bitches don't know how to get bitches.
Because your mom will just use that information.
She's like, why don't you shave your sideburns? I'm like, yeah, it ain't going to get a bitch.
That's the type of solution mom had. Why don't you clean your bed?
Why don't you clean your
Make
bed?
Your
Hold on. Wait, before we start, I got one of our regulars, Beige Filler regular, my man. Jonathan Finlayson, jazz player extraordinaire, just my dog, just doing it way big. Thanks for coming through. You ain't been here in a while.
I know. Glad to be in the pimp cup.
Yeah, in the pimp cup because he's traveling all over playing jazz and fucking Norwegian bitches sweating him and all kinds of crazy shit because he got poetry hair, got Lenny Kravitz hair, and he plays jazz. That's unstoppable to a fucking Norwegian
bitch. And by the way, if the pimp cup had a voice, it would be Jonathan's voice.
It would be
that deep. Oh,
say hello to everybody, John.
How y'all doing, everybody?
See?
That
matches
the
room.
That's the room.
So anyway, but...
my point, the story I was going to tell is basically the same thing that the things that I want Peter to avoid.
Okay.
And this is the reason this show exists, because I went to the comic strip hanging out with some friends or whatever.
Okay.
Friend of mine's hitting on some girl.
Right.
And another girl's there with her. She's there with her girlfriend or whatever.
Okay.
So I go, let me help my friend out. I'll go talk to this other girl.
So you
wingman.
You're jumping on a grenade, right?
No, it wasn't jumping on a grenade at
okay,
all.
She
it was
cute.
All right. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I didn't go there looking, but she was cute when we started having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And so let me break down what she is. She's like she's 38, right? She's in good shape. She took care of herself.
Right.
And she's got a fun energy or whatever. You know, we're just bullshitting.
38's a young bitch for me.
Really?
Well, not a young bitch, but she's still got some work in her.
Right. No, and this one did. And this one still got, and that's, I've never dated someone in that level, that old. But, she took care of herself, but she had a good, like, sexual energy, too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, we're just bullshitting, talking at the bar and just talking about different.
Now, did you smash or you didn't smash?
No.
Because let me just say this, 38-year-old bitch, her pussy is on fire. She is in her sexual prime.
Right,
she,
right.
She has got more pussy than she will fuck your eyebrows off.
Right,
you
and that's
be
what I
really
was...
careful with a 38-year-old yeah. bitch.
It's like holding a 38, yeah. a gun,
and
literally.
And she sucked a lot of dicks in 38
well,
years.
That's... a but lot you of also, the thing on. You look forward with that is maybe like, this fucking, hopefully this bitch doesn't play games. You know what I mean? She'll get right to it. And, you know, she knows what the fuck she's doing. But she okay. had a great sexual energy. We're talking, we're bullshitting about, like, you know, she Eddie Murphy Raw, which one's better, Raw or Delirious, okay. and all that stuff. And all
right.
her fucking, you know, she her drink goes away. I get her another drink because I work. I know the people at the club. Right,
you ain't
she,
pay for it. You
no,
just
no,
got
no,
a free
no.
one.
Hey, listen, come on. I'm not going to fucking. I don't pay until after.
Nobody's
you know I mean?
Tricking. We yeah, ain't yeah. tricking in the pimp cup.
Yeah, I don't buy you a new shoe. You lose your shoe, bitch. You're on your own. You know what I mean?
Hop on one foot,
yeah.
bitch.
You go out, get yourself enough money, get yourself another fucking pair of shoes. But the whole night, we're sort of chatting, and then it keeps getting a little more flirtatious. Like, she lost okay. her drink, so I'm joking. Like, yeah, I'm consoling her and hugging her. You uh-huh. know what I mean? Getting right. a little, like, body work in there. Yeah, right? little, and I'm little, on my game. I'm
now, what
lie.
That is, that's called, just so the listeners, that's kinetic. We need to touch.
Yeah.
You have to touch in ways that are non-sexual because you can't touch a woman. If you touch a woman frequently enough, ultimately that becomes attraction.
Yeah, and that's one of those rules so. That I learned, you know, here. And yeah. I'm putting that in. I'm putting some work in there. And
a little kinetics.
And I'm not going to lie. I was pretty good with the flirt. I was
yeah.
on my game.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And doing very well. You know, and at one point, you know, she's just looking in the, just throughout the night, we're hanging out. She's looking at the mirror at, like, she's adjusting her bra or whatever, which uh-huh. is sticking out. And I go, oh, you get to touch your own tits. That must be fun. And then she goes, yeah, I do. And then she leaned into her bra and started, like, rubbing her own.
Yeah. Now, what did you do?
You know, it, the night, because she was there with her friend, so I was trying to get a moment by herself to go, hey, let's quit fucking yeah. around. Now, like, Dante's lowering the lights as the story.
Yeah, because it's got because here's what you need to understand. It's like fishing, right? Once you get a nibble on the hook, right?
Right.
This is what dudes do a lot of time. First thing you got to do is you got to sink the hook in. Bang! You got to when you feel the nibble. Bang! You got to sink the hook in the jaw.
Right, right, right. And I'm not unaware. I know that I have to do something here, and I'm trying, but the. The moment just ain't there, like, to just get her by herself, because she's still kind of going back and forth with a friend who worked
okay.
at the club or whatever. So finally, like, the night is over. Her friend is, like, getting ready to leave. She's going to leave with her friend. So I go, hey, you know, when do I get to see you again or some shit? It wasn't the greatest line, but something. Clock is running out. So
go
I'm
ahead.
Like, all right,
you got to throw a Hail Mary.
Yeah, I go, hey, when do I get to? Because at that point, I realize she's leaving with her friend. I didn't know that. So now I know she's not going to go away with me and fuck. I know
right.
I can't
okay.
go, hey.
All right.
I know you're about to leave with your friend. How about you forget that and let's fuck instead? That's probably not going to work.
Which is actually a play, but go ahead.
Maybe,
we'll talk about
maybe.
That. No, it is a play,
right, right.
but we'll get to that. Go ahead.
But I go, so what's your deal? You know, when do I get to see you again? And she goes, in your dreams. And then she starts walking out the door with her
wow.
friend. And I go, what the fuck is that about? Like, so I have to, in my head, I need like to figure out what the fuck that was about. I
right.
should have just maybe.
Is. This is a lot more simple. Go, you have
no, I have one more part to
okay,
this story, and this is the part that made me furious, because I went out, I went outside, and she's going, I go, hey, what? I thought we were having a good time. What happened? What you know? What's your deal? Let me get
mistake.
Your number. Huh?
Mistake.
No, okay. It was done by then. There's no mistake. It's over. I'm aware. I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do is an autopsy and figure out why and learn from it.
Okay.
Like I wanted to know what the I wasn't gonna fuck her. It's done.
Well, yeah, but yes and no. But go ahead.
Okay.
Keep
so
going.
I go, hey, what's your deal? You know, let me get your number or whatever. And she goes, oh, I don't think that's a good idea. I go, why not? He goes, oh, I got a man. And I don't know if he'd appreciate that. And so all I can do is really, like, all we could do, you know, all I could do is flirt. And then she walks away. And I just, I'm done with it. I'm fucking, at that point, I was fucking
right.
furious. Because
right.
you know what? For all the fucking women there, out
right.
there, who wonder why men put them in the, why this show is necessary, is because of shit like that. What that woman did... was rape my time that
exactly.
night.
She raped yes. your time.
She was a fucking... See, what women get angry about... Women shit on men all the time that men only want sex from them, that's all they want, one thing. Yeah. And you know what? You do the same shit. You know, you're not a fucking child. You're a 38-year-old woman.
You know what it is. Yeah.
You know what exactly what the fuck you were doing. There's not... You're not a fucking child. You're a fucking... You're an asshole. That's an asshole move. And
well,
you're a fucking time rapist.
Listen, here's one of the things I want to say.
My time is important.
Well, let me
as
tell you
Patrice
something.
Said,
that
our time...
Yeah, my time is my
right.
pussy.
Yeah.
And if you take my time and don't give me no play, suck a dick,
then
asshole. You have raped me. You have raped my time. But here's one of the things.
I needed a shower after that. I fucking
you felt was you was
furious.
In scrubbing yourself.
I had to do something. I couldn't go
in
to bed.
Fetal position.
Yeah, so fucking angry.
But here's one of the things. And you know what I really want to say is, like, I know you a little rusty getting back in the
I'm
game.
Not, and again, that wasn't, you know, I'm just
and like
it.
you did beautifully from steps 1 to 3, little kinetic, little flirtish. But when a bitch grabs a titty, that's it. It's time to close the deal. And I don't if a friend's around, if a friend's not around, you close the deal. And
she
you
was leaving regardless.
You don't know that. I'm telling you. First of all, a bitch don't flirt. Let me tell you something. They are always trying to replace us. I don't care how much a bitch loves you or she don't love you. But she don't stay with you because she's loyal. She stays with you because you're the best thing that she has right now. And if she's trying to get something else, she may not want to put the work in to find something else.
Right,
know?
Right.
So when she's flirting, she's giving you an application. Now, if your game is so strong, I don't give a fuck if she's married, she's whatever. If you're closing the deal, you close the deal. Now, if you didn't close the deal properly, then sure, she's not coming. And so here, your thought is that she was never going to go. No chick, grabs a titty. There's flirting, and then there's grabbing a titty. Grabbing a titty is, listen, I'm trying to give you some pussy. So what you have to do is, but now here's she's 38 years old, right? She's probably, and I'm not saying she's not an asshole. I mean, I don't know if I would call her an asshole because this is what bitches do. She's one of them alpha bitches. She wants you to tell her what time it is. She's looking for the direction.
Yeah.
And if you don't close the deal, then that's not her fault. She is the crazy bitch. All bitches are, basically rule number one, all bitches are crazy. Stop trying to make sense out of nonsense.
Amen.
You know? Amen.
And so what happens is, once she gave you I'm touching my titty shit, she gave you the cue, it's time for you to close. Now, if you don't close, that's your fault.
Yeah. I was looking. I knew it was time to close. I was looking for the close. I just didn't do it.
The thing is, I think you're also you're not ready for the Super Bowl.
No, not at all.
Pete, I don't know if you know this, but being ready for the Super Bowl is when a guy throws that pass in the last 20 seconds of the game and he's under pressure and they're holding on his shirt and he's able to get the pass off and get to right in the end zone. He can throw that pass because he has practiced that pass. He has been throwing that football through a tire his whole life. His whole life is a culmination of that moment in time when it's on the Super Bowl, last 20 seconds where he can do this under pressure because he's done it so many times, and it's just, you're just not ready for the Super Bowl.
You got to Eli Manning that pussy.
Yes. and so when she's giving you these signals, she's doing everything she's supposed to do, but it's still, it's a base for the rule, it's always your fault. So she might be an asshole. That's don't matter. And she might have a boyfriend. Look, if I'm trying to hit on a chick, look, if she gives me, she goes to me, oh yeah, wow, your show was great, you were so funny, but you like me, but you like me, what? I don't even know you. You like me? Listen, give me a number. That's the close, because I'm not giving her time to come up with these with the defenses.
Excuses.
It's
right,
defenses.
Right.
I got a boyfriend. Look, clearly not. You flirting with me. Now I call on you. Bitch, you flirting with me.
Right,
you clearly like me. So what's your man? It sounds like he's corny. He must be corny because you're flirting with me. You are taking, your human resource department is open and you are taking applications. Don't give me an application if you don't want to give me the job, because I'm gonna take your VP and I'm going to blow him out the water. My resume is hot. I've done internships.
I got references.
In 42 continents. I don't even know if it's 42 continents. But I got internships.
I'll go out on a limb and say no.
I think there's seven.
See, I'm going to make some continents. I don't give a... Wherever bitches... It's five bitches, that's a continent. You know what I'm saying? So it's what's interesting is when you talk about these and these principles, you know, these principles, like there's a lot of brothers that listen to the show, fans that listen to the show, and they have these principles. They know the principles, and then they don't apply them, or they apply them to a point.
Right,
and sometimes,
yeah.
And I always say, and this is not a Beige Philip rule, but this is a Danteism. Is true wisdom is the understanding of underlying concepts, how they relate to situations that seem irrelevant but really are not. Mm. So what you have to do is you have to understand the principles and know what applies to what. It has to be relevant. You know what I'm saying? So here's a situation like when she's hitting on you, right? First of all bitches are crazy. That's
sure,
the first
yeah,
rule. Second rule that you know, stop trying to make sense out of nonsense. You don't never ask a bitch why, who, what, none of those words.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the minute you ask those, it shows weakness. If you're
but again, I only did that, it was done at that point. She's leaving. So
yeah,
there's nothing.
Yeah, but even then, you gotta stay true because you can always turn it around. Mm. The other thing is always put yourself first.
Right.
If you wanna fuck this bitch, you need to let this bitch know that you wanna fuck her. And because you put your needs in front of hers, what you're doing is, oh, she's in there with his girlfriend, maybe she's in a, I give a fuck who you with. I don't care.
I don't care if
your baby
funeral.
Is home in the closet in a gerbil cage with a water bottle. I don't give a fuck. Because I'm putting me first. You shouldn't have left the baby in the gerbil cage. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if your mama's 90 and she's watching the baby. She got arthritis. I don't give a fuck. Don't be flirting with me. You got to put yourself first.
Right.
So these principles come over and over and over again. Pete had a little situation, right?
Yes, I did.
And Pete called me up. And we had to, because I want motherfuckers, Jonathan, you know what I'm saying? I want motherfuckers to know this is real shit.
Oh, this shit works.
I've seen things.
He's like Tony. he's fucking Tony Robbins for pussy. For Dante Nero.
I'm like, release the dick in you. But go ahead. Tell me, explain the whole, what was the scenario?
Here's what happened. I was, one of my best friends is a really hot, just ridiculously hot.
Yeah, I saw she's dope, too.
Yeah,
she's
just
dope.
Ridiculous.
She's really
and,
dope.
But the problem was, I was...
Now, let me just say something real quick. I've watched Pete grow up from, like, he's 16. He's taller now. He's putting on weight. He got, you know, I'm like, when I see him, like, this motherfucker got swag like a motherfucker. Yes. But go ahead.
So the problem was I was banging a friend for a really long time. I was with her. And,
Wait, you were banging her friend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and she had a boyfriend at the time, but, like, now they're... Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But the whole thing was like she didn't want to ruin the friendship thing. And I was like,
wait, you drop it. What happened was his girlfriend, he was banging her girlfriend. All of a sudden he looked at this smoking hot one. He was like, I want to smash her. So he calls me, yo, I want to smash the chick, but she won't fuck me because I fucked her friend. Which is not a problem because you got to know if you were smashing the other one, they know. They talk.
Right.
So that's rule.
Positive reviews. You got good feedback there.
It's create a bidding war.
Exactly.
This bitch is talking about me, right, to the other, so she knows what time it is. So she's open for business. Boy, now continue.
So here, this is actually how it all started. The girl that, her friend that I was banging sent my dick pic to her. And showed her.
Okay.
And then she hit me up. And then we started talking. Oh, this is after the relationship.
After the relationship.
Yeah, but she always knew it was, you know, I have
you
a
was
Peter.
Peter. By the way, she was asking about it. Yeah. She was asking because nobody just sends your dick of an ex.
Sort of
women
like,
don't do that.
Sort of like when you ask about somebody's mom. I'm like, how's your penis doing?
No, like,
how's Pete's dick? Is it all right?
Doing all right?
No, that's how...
Oh, it's great.
That's how Staten Island girls are. They like, look at this. This is my man swiping the phone, showing dick pictures. So that's what it was. And then, she didn't want any part of it. And then I hit him up. I was like, what do I do? How do I get out of the friend zone? He's like, yeah, don't talk to her anymore.
Right.
He's like,
talking.
Just tell her, go ahead. If you ain't going to give me pussy, I don't want anything to do with you. And then that got her a little angry. It got a little angry. And then
because we didn't even talk. We haven't even talked since I gave you the advice.
Right.
We haven't even. I don't. I want y'all to know I don't know none of this. I just know that's how confident my bullshit is. It's like I'm not even worried about. I know the outcome was hot. But
you're like a magician going, that envelope is sealed, correct? I do not know you, correct?
Correct.
Correct. It's in a safe.
I'm the great car knob. Getting pussy and a blowjob. That's how I do. Go ahead, but go ahead.
So then it got to, you know, if you really cherish my friendship, you'd rather be have me as a friend than not at all. I'm like, oh,
yeah, that's no. Bullshit.
I was like, no, what are you, Shakespearean? This fucking.
What did you tell her? What did you actually
this
tell
her? This is what I said. I was like, I really like you, and I can't stand being friends with you. It doesn't work. It
nice,
drives
smooth.
Me insane.
That was right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Too.
That yeah. Was, I basically yeah. copy and pasted.
Because he said to me, said. What if she says, because she has he actually, which is great, because he's, how old are you now, Pete?
18.
18. Pete kind of already, he already kind of anticipated what the question was, which a lot of dudes don't, you know what I'm saying? Even like
what the question was,
what her question was going to be when he stopped talking to us. He says, okay, I'm going to do this.
What's the reaction? Yeah,
what
yeah,
the
yeah.
reaction? And so here's a situation like where you're rusty
right.
and you go, you get the titty and then you don't know what's the next step.
Right,
so
right,
what's
right.
amazing is that he's 18. He don't have it. How many, what's your number?
Six.
Six. So it's like he's six in. And he's he is a pro. My son, I have a little white son.
18.
That's a prodigy.
Yo, by the way, I lost it this year.
Okay,
and you're six in a year.
Six bank. Oh God, you made me so
big
proud.
Big bank, make little bank.
Hold on, I just pass me a tissue.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hold
I got
on, we're gonna stop this show.
Where's single
digital,
tear.
Digital
I need a single
applause.
Tear, like a, like I need.
Good
like
morning,
the,
yesterday.
Like the Indian.
You wake up.
So okay, so six in a year.
Yeah.
And it's just November.
And
it ain't even
still
November
3 months
yet.
Left yet.
My birthday's in 2 weeks.
Oh, oh shit.
Some time to put up those numbers, too.
Yeah, so the whole thing, we ended up hanging out, and we stopped talking or whatever, and then we showed up to this party.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good, so you have a chance to meet without
exactly,
making plans.
Exactly. So it was like this one, it was this quick little thing. She pulled me aside, uh-huh. and then we started making out. And
so
like,
she just pulled you aside and
yeah,
okay.
And now we're just talking, and it's gonna get to that point.
You're gonna smash.
It's gonna happen.
Ah, oh,
nice.
Fuck.
Nice.
Just want to let you guys know this shit is real. Dante Nero knows what the fuck he is doing.
You don't know how much this warms the cockles of my heart.
No,
you don't
understand.
I don't know what cockles are, Jonathan. You know a lot of different shit that not. What's cockles?
I thought those were seashells.
Seashells, yes. Cockles. Harry, you know what cockles? Anyway,
cockles are some.
My
I think they're a cavity.
My cockles is on fire.
Did you get that checked out,
dude? Let me tell you something, because you don't know. Like when I met Pete was 16, and he was like real goofy, like he had no idea. And I used to, you know, I hold court, and I'm just spewing. Fucking pimp shit. We would talk, right? We would sit down.
Every time I saw Dante, he was just smooth. He just
nice.
He had a leather jacket. He had a motorcycle. I was like, this motherfucker's awesome.
And you know, it's like he was real, like, he was a good kid, man. And I was like, I want him to be all right. Like, this is my son.
This is the black version of the Bronx Tale.
This is my white son. And I don't want to. I'm a patriot. Yeah. I want him to be okay. I want him to like.
You're
because,
doing your part.
And I'm gonna tell you something. I say this to dudes like all the. I don't know, Jonathan. I think we was talking about the cyclicalness of motherfuckers getting played. When we talking about that? Yes, we're talking about that.
I think
we
might have. Yeah.
Yes, because we were kicking it about how, you know, a guy gets in the game. Right, the chicks, they don't know what they're doing. Their father never taught them, right? They had nobody to teach them the game.
Exactly.
So then what happens is they don't get laid, and then they end up getting a chick that they think is better than them. So they marry her and they're with her, and then she drags him through the fucking mud. He don't want to argue, so he just keeps putting her. He thinks that if he keeps giving in, right, that it's all going to turn out right. And it don't.
I had a first girlfriend, and then I got... She dumped me when I was on the road. I was like, oh, my life's over. And then as soon as you get that next one, man.
Yeah, nothing fixes that better than another.
Over.
Some nice new pussy.
Yeah, yes, the iPhone 5. I got that now.
You got the 5. You like,
I got
can't
Siri.
Believe.
I got Siri.
I can't believe I was fucking with a 1G. I had a 1G.
I got bitches talking back to me. I got robotic bitches now.
Yeah, I got maps.
And here's what happens. So then the guy, he's married, his son is coming up, so now his wife is giving him the business, right? So he don't even have time to teach what he's learning. He all he says is
another generation of losers.
Right? He goes, man, just don't get married. Just don't. That's all he don't even know how to explain. He just knows. Just please, just don't get married too early. But you don't know because you he didn't teach you nothing. He's too busy dealing with his bullshit. So he don't even have time to teach his son. And like you said, another generation of niggas tricks.
Yeah,
another more tricks.
Get fooled.
I have comedy dads, and they all teach me the ropes.
That's rough, though. That's pretty rough. No, you're getting your fucking lessons from most of you. You're lucky you stumbled upon Dante, because I'm thinking about 10 different people who could have fucking steered you
Dante,
the wrong direction.
Dante has gone to almost fist fight for me. That's
oh,
how cool
Jesus.
He
what
is.
Was that from?
Oh, God. Jesus. You tell the story, because I,
All right, well, we're not going to use names.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I wasn't scared then. I ain't scared now. Whatever.
All right, this dude, I was 6 months in, and... you know, when you first start, you just anything to get seen, anything.
Right, yeah.
And
sure,
we did this little showcase, and we had to be clean, right?
Yeah.
And I had one of, in my opinion, my best clean set. And I was like, hey, can I please take this tape, give it to somebody who really is interested in me? Flipped out.
Now, who wanted it? Barry Katz wanted his tape to look at him. Barry Katz, manager.
Big manager.
Dane Cook and Last Comic Standing.
Many.
And he was
Frank
interested
Kelly
in him at like 17, right?
Yeah.
16, 17.
I was like, oh,
how'd you meet Barry Katz?
He saw my clip on YouTube, and he was interested, and he was like, send me a clean set.
That shit never happens.
And then as soon as I got off stage, I was like, I got that clean set. And I went right up to him.
Where was this place?
This was at T-Sac. This is the old Times Square, which is now a haunted mansion, everybody.
Yeah. Now, you know what's funny is
I said it was still funnier than what was going on at T-Sac.
And you know what's interesting is I don't like telling my own beat-up stories because it seems like I'm bragging, but I'm not really not. I really do.
Also, when
I tell you this dude was shook.
Woo!
Because also when you can play these back, if your voice isn't the one telling it, you can have denial in the court.
Exactly. I don't wanna, they were like, you said, I was like, it was comedy. No,
the statutes haven't run out.
That dude has a broken eye socket.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about that. All right, so wait, you had a good set. Taping it at the club?
No, the guy who was running the show was taping it.
So this is an independent show at T-Sac,
all right. So I went right up to him. I was like, please, can I get the tape whenever? I really appreciate it. So he presses me up against the wall. You talk about a 45-year-old grown 6'6" man, and I'm 16, 17 years old.
Jameek. I don't know, from the urban side.
Yeah, no, I don't deal with that shit. I don't go there.
He always had a hustle. Like, he always had a hustle.
Yeah.
So sounds about right. Because that's anyone who's in there producing a show there has a hustle.
Anything named Jameek has got a hustle.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not a lot of CEOs named Jameek. Not a lot of chief operating officers.
He had this thing he was trying to do called Little Rascals, right? So he took a lot of young cats who was on the come up.
Not a bad idea.
Nah, it's an awful idea. Here's why. Because
they're not ready.
Right, they're not ready.
And he's doing it for the wrong fucking reasons, too.
He's trying to pimp motherfuckers, right? And the thing. I think they had Damon Wayans' sister.
Yeah.
Chris Rock's little brother.
Jordan.
Pete and a couple other motherfuckers. And what's funny here's what you're trying to do. You're trying to market some shit that ain't ready. It's like if you got a restaurant and you are selling raw shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but unfortunately, if people are buying raw shit, which unfortunately the business is buying raw shit, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking two different things. As far as the quality, it's not a great idea.
Basically what it was that all of us weren't, you know, all of us
We're new.
So anytime anybody's interested in you, no matter who the fuck it is, you're like, oh shit, this is great.
I was 16.
I was doing this comedy for 6 months. He's like, we're gonna go on tour. I was like, this is fucking
sure. Why not?
And
I'll think about it, an ice cream parlor. I don't give a shit.
When I look back at it now, it was just I would not be. If that ever took off, that would be the worst fucking thing that could ever happen to any of us.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so he got up against me, like talking real.
Just because you asked him for the thing.
Yeah, like Rocky II. Like, I'm going to kick your ass this time. And then he just stepped up and shut him the fuck up. And it was the coolest thing that ever happened.
He was trying to, like, you just like really
like hand like this shit,
and I was like, son,
a lot of that.
You know how angry he was? Every got higher.
I'm trying to teach him how to be a man.
What those motherfuckers do.
And I was like,
yeah.
If you're trying to teach him how to be a man, why don't you talk to him like a fucking man, grown-up and stop trying to press him like you're trying to thug him out.
He was sweating like beads.
Yeah, he was like, wilding out.
Well, because what those type of people do is that you're trying to get a hold of somebody who is below you so you can have some power in the business.
Sure.
Listen, I've worked in this city for 10 years. I've never heard of the motherfucker. So obviously he wasn't exactly.
Urban side. I've known him. I actually, it's funny, I booked him when I was like in 90s when I was stripping and shit like that. And I knew him for years. And he knew I was a fucking grimy motherfucker. I'm not a grimy motherfucker, but come on, you could get your feet ice picked in a rug, rolled up in a rug, get your feet ice picked, and motherfuckers knew it.
Dante was there to help you out.
Yeah, and I was like, why are you fucking fuck you? Like, stop. Like, I can't stand that bully shit. That shit drives me crazy.
Nothing worse.
And that's kind of what the show's about, because bitches be bullying dudes.
Emotionally
push you, like, and they hold the pussy hostage. They want to hold it this like, and we cannot negotiate with terrorists.
That's right.
Negotiating. I don't care. Kill the
pussy.
Proud
of that one.
Kill the pussy.
Let it die. You have to.
If it dies.
Cut its head off. Cut the clit off.
Better or the good. Yeah, because the problem is you do so much, and it's oftentimes it's out of kindness and a feeling of responsibility. Like, listen, I don't want to hurt this person. But you don't realize that you're hurting yourself by
because what you're ultimately you're prolonging the inevitable
and her because then she's not happy because you're not happy
because she don't know how to be happy.
Right.
Women don't know how to be happy. They're fucking all bitches are crazy.
Yeah.
And you need to give them what they need, not what they want. And it was funny. I just got a text from, I don't know. Like, this is, we're actually taping episode 22, and Mara's coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to do a couple with Mara.
Yeah, when Mara comes in, we do a shitload of podcasts all at once. So while she's in New York. And I had text Yamanika, right? Fan Yamanika, I wanted her to do a show. And she's like, what's funny is that's going to be a really good episode because she had some dude problems. And
Since then,
and guess who she called for the advice?
Nice.
Mr. Jelly Bean.
You were there for the Jelly Bean.
I was there for the Jelly Bean. Yeah. So
was Jonathan. He was there with you.
Yeah,
there, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. So
the
it
night
was,
Dante put the sleeper hold on Yamanika and
chokehold.
And I ran
like,
the bell.
Put in a chokehold. I was like, once upon a time, in a land far away, it was a big bitch. Got to put in a chokehold.
Yeah, you put her, Roddy Piper'd her ass. She put her in the chokehold.
Like,
good
night.
Unbelievable. It happened.
Down goes Yamanika.
That's
my girl, and she's starting to realize.
And hilarious.
She's starting to realize how fucking crazy she is, and we, you know, and that she needs that guidance, and that's where, you know, it's all.
You just need
happen.
To work at a faster pace than one woman at a time is the problem.
My first girlfriend broke up with me, and then when she saw me happy, she threatened to kill herself if I don't go back.
That'll happen all the time. See,
that's
the reason you have to do the bidding war thing, because it's human nature.
Yeah.
You want what you can't have,
it's
and also
convenient
you want
pussy
what's
is the devil. That's what it is. It's convenient pussy.
What is
convenient pussy is when you it's just like the girl is so into you you just. You don't even try to get other things. You're just like, hey, I'm just going to fuck her. But there's so much better pussy out there.
That's what we call the golden handcuffs.
Yeah.
They made out of gold, but they still handcuffs, player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're still handcuffs. You're still locked up. You know, right. I got some gold handcuffs. Yeah, they're 24 carat. Yeah, and you still locked the fuck up.
Absolutely.
So it's I got a couple of emails that came in.
Sweet.
And I think this was a tweet. Somebody was in pain. Like,
oh, they couldn't wait to email.
They just was like, let me tweet this motherfucker right now.
This is an emergency. Let me fit this into 140 characters.
It's one of the, and I want to give his name because I want to know this for real. So I'm going to just say his first name, Keith. He asked me a real quick question. He said, should I go to church with a chick to get in her pants?
Wow. I don't have any moral issue with that. Yeah. I'm curious about the effectiveness of it.
Well, here's
morally, I don't give a shit.
here's the problem, Jonathan. You want
to
chime in on this? What do you think?
I say go to mother's funeral.
I know the answer, Pete. You're pretty intuitive. What do you think?
Would I go to church? I mean, would she come to my fucking show? Like,
she'd come to the show. But
it's just like.
See, does that fall under you're doing much of a favor by going with her?
Come on, Harry. I'm trying to think of the right answer.
If
pussy's guaranteed, if you like it, if she put it out on the table, like, hey, I'm really into church, I need a man to come with me, and then after,
Harry, what do you think, Jonathan? What are you thinking? Because you look speculative.
We're thinking about this. This is an interesting thought. Because on the one hand, I think we're all going. Yeah, fucking go anywhere, but
I flip a coin.
I mean, you got to make it a non-habit, though. It's got to be
that's what I'm saying.
A trial kind of situation, I would say.
All right, I'll tell you what. Here's the answer.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. I don't say you have to have a problem with going to church if this is something that you sincerely are interested in. You want
to
check it out, but this is what I mean, audience. Square Pimp Brigade, you have to apply the Beige Phillip rules. Beige Phillip rules, always put yourself first. So how does that apply? Always put yourself first means if you don't want to go to church, don't go to church.
Right.
Don't have a – because if you go to church to get some pussy, even if you get the pussy, you have been pimped. You understand? She's not doing you a favor by fucking you.
Right. You had to earn it, really.
I've never had a girl fuck me. Even if she's on top, I'm still fucking her from the bottom. Right. You know? And – the only way she can fuck you is if she's a tranny, and then it's not really a chick. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying if that's what you're into. You know, I'm not judging. Who am I to judge?
Listen, Dante,
Dirty Baker doesn't.
If we get enough people, can we do a podcast on how to fuck a tranny? Can we find?
You know what?
I'm not saying we have it, but if
we could get Joe DeRosa here, there's a couple of dudes I know.
Whatever. There are a couple.
We can get Joe DeRosa.
Yeah, but he's not an expert.
And
fucking
Ed Norton, Jim Norton. There's a couple of dudes who definitely. I mean, I'm quite sure the principles. Forget it. Let's move on.
It's a bad idea.
I feel a little sick.
But here's the thing: you do not do things to get pussy. You have to understand what your value is. Mm. Your value is if a chick falls in love with you, right? And fellas, Square Pimper Gay, you need to listen to this. If a chick falls in love with you, it's because you're lovable. She is not doing you a favor.
Yeah.
You have acted in ways that warrant love. She's not giving you love is a result. If a bitch says, you're amazing, you're right, bitch. All you are is recognizing what is already there. Yes, bitch, I am amazing. It's nice that you are smart enough to recognize that I am, but you're not. I'm not goofy. I'm not getting goofy because you think I am, bitch. And if you don't get it, you don't think I'm amazing. You just don't get it. You just ain't smart enough to get it.
And if it looks like she is doing you a favor, that means you're doing her the favor because no one else will fuck her. You're the only one who's doing it. And that's what you bring into the table. Even then, she still loves you.
So, if you're into going to church or something you want to experience, because here's the thing. And again, a woman falls in love with you for everything that you are. Mm. She spends the rest of the relationship trying to change you and everything you're not. If she succeeds, she will dump you for the guy who is what you were when she met you. So if you're a dude who is very decisive about what you want to do in life and what your likes are and what you do, you're very decisive. And you could also be a person who's free-spirited. If you're free-spirited and you're open to new things and you go, let me check this church shit out. But you don't do it for the pussy. She gonna fuck you anyway. And even if you don't want to, says, listen, I'm not really in the church. That's not my thing. No, I don't want to go. She'll probably fuck you because you don't go.
Right.
Because she wants to keep you.
Because she's in her mind, she's like, wow, this guy is a guy who's very decisive about what his opinions are, what he likes and what he doesn't like, and that's what she finds attractive. Yeah. If you succumb simply to get laid, you are being pimped, even if you get the pussy. And you're probably going to lose the pussy anyway because she's going to see your weakness. And once she sees your weakness, it's only a matter of time before she looks for somebody who's stronger than you. That's why she's giving you shit. We say this all the time. Beige Phillip rules. A bitch always she's supposed to give you shit. If she gives you shit, then make sure you are the shit.
Right.
And if you're not the shit, she's gonna find somebody who is. That's just this is the game. I mean, we go over these over and over again. A lot of the questions don't get me wrong, I appreciate the questions, but what I'm saying, the answers are there.
Right.
If we learn to apply, I get it. I think you know, many years. I think on these levels, on multiple levels,
so
all
some,
at one
for
time.
For some people, it's figuring out like how it's what weighing applies. The consequences of what you know what applies. You know, like
okay. Now,
when
you
should
say
I do
that,
this?
What
and
does
when should
that,
I do that?
What does that? What does that? What does that apply I'm, to? Weighing the consequences.
Meaning, like for someone, for that person. If that their thing is how much do they want to go?
Here's
to church,
what I'm saying.
You know?
But what rule does that apply to? Mm. Always be ready to take the L.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
that's the
here's
thing.
If you're not ready to take the L, then you, if you're ready to take the L, you ain't wearing you weighing the you're not weighing the consequences. Like, look, bitch, this is what I'm doing. If I because here's the thing, and you can say this. You just said, Pete. You just said how you had your girlfriend and she dumped you, and but you get better at this. No, and all these fellas out there who's really getting herbed and getting tricked out right. and all kinds of in marriages and. Situations where they're just miserable, right? They're miserable and they're not willing to take the L. You are not gonna I don't have it. There's no magic pill to this. Be ready for the Super Bowl. You got to go to batting practice. You got to go to practice.
Yeah, like I think another reason why she already seen too much shit, like because she was my first girlfriend ever.
Okay.
So there was so many things that she bitched me for like 4-5 months, and then finally once she dumped me I was like, yes, I'm out of it. And then like now when she sees me all happy,
right,
she wants to fucking come down and barricade me down. But like
because you were letting her bitch at you,
right.
So you're not
the
confident
no.
man you
now
were.
Well,
like,
here's
nah.
now here's
right.
the other thing. Your happiness to a selfish bitch, your happiness is a side bitch.
Right.
You are cheating on your woman with your happiness.
Yeah.
You can't, and she don't want that. Like, who is this bitch happiness that you keep hanging out with without me?
Right.
Let me go. I'm going to go. Listen, I don't want you hanging out with that bitch because you're having too much fun with happiness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's this level of control, this manipulation about
it. And it happens all of us. I had the same thing. I had the same thing with a best friend for a long time. And I did take the loss on it. I just had enough.
Because, right.
But I ended up finding someone else. So that's why. But that's the
there's
other
a lot,
option.
There's a lot of girls out there. There's a lot.
No.
Fucking girls. But, like, I didn't realize. I was like, oh, no, she won't talk to me. It's over. There's titties everywhere. They're everywhere. And they're so convenient.
I remember this kid in high school. His name was Manny. He was on the baseball team. This guy was the shit. And he was my friend. He was
right.
I go, man, I was caught up on some girl and she, you know, wasn't interested. I go, man, there's just something special. And he just looked at me and goes, there's something special about every fucking one of them. And to this day, I'm like, yeah, you're right. They're right. You paint this. Don't let your fucking mind trick you into painting this picture.
Yeah. Putting them on a pedestal.
Put them on a pedestal.
Something that is
Do
not.
Do you have Instagram?
Well,
you see
now
the bitches
now,
out there?
When you say that, here it is. Here's the rule. Base Phillip rule. Stop making black and white movies into Technicolor. They're just black and white movies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
As much as you want to change them, you can't. No, because it does apply. In my situation.
It all looks weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's
maybe she's
good.
Not a slut. Maybe she's just a prodigy. A sexual prodigy. It's just real talk. I'm saying, and here's the thing. Every one of these situations, when I get a question from somebody, it relates to something that we have said on this show at some point in time. And this is why we keep doing the shows. And what you have to understand is understand the underlying concept and then apply the concept to you apply the concept to the situation and understand what relates to what.
Yeah.
A lot of times you get a guy, if you know cars, you are smarter than you think you are. Because if you know cars, you understand the biological circulatory system. Because ultimately, your sweat glands is the same setup. It's so you circulate fluid. You're on a radiator. This is a little technical, but the air bounces off the radiator. The air molecules bounce off the radiator, takes the heat away from the body. Same thing happens when you sweat. When you sweat, your body releases water. And as the water evaporates, the water molecules evaporate and it moves the heat away from the body. And so if you understand cars, you understand biology. If you understand biology, you understand bitches.
Which part of the car is the pussy?
That would be the tailpipe. No, that's the asshole. Sorry.
Boy, so, I've made that mistake a couple times.
I think it's the horn. I think it'll be the horn. Because you get to hit it, you know what I mean?
Here's another one. This was Maxwell. Maxwell called. He sent me Facebook. Like Maxwell told me. He like some of these motherfuckers. They don't even want to use the email no more. It's beigephillip@gmail.com.
It's like using a phone booth to get in contact with you because it might be tapped.
It's like this is going down right now. Yeah. I need some help. Maxwell said, "How do you approach three girls when you're by yourself?"
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
pick the one in the middle.
See now, like a lot of dudes I know, like they'll split the pack. Some dudes will split the pack. They'll split the pack and then talk to one. But what you don't understand is that is a great situation. That's a great situation. It seems intimidating, but it's not really intimidating. And I wanted to explain this to him because he hit me with this actually today. And I don't type. But I type like shit. So if the answer's too long, I'll just call a motherfucker up. So, but here's the answer. You have to understand, if you walk into a party and there's three women and you walk into the party and you approach three women, do you understand the validation that gives you? The fact that you are confident enough to roll up on three women and start a conversation. So instantly, you're attracted. You're attractive to women because you have that kind of, it's like this is what you call your peacock, and you walk in with your chest out and you just go bag up, you go right to the wind, and the party has to be where you are. That's one of the principles of time traveling. When you go in, the party is where you are. When you walk into place, if I walk into a spot, the party has started. It don't start till I get there. Now, if you got three women there, right, you got to pick which one is which one you're interested in, and then you snub the one that you're interested in. You give the attention to the other two, and then all after she feels Jonathan is laughing because it's deviant. Because here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to see and this is what I talk about, like if you're talking to a girl in a bar, you don't face her. You don't give her the respect of facing her, because to face her shows that you're interested. You talk to her over your shoulder. You look forward and
That's the thing that some people have asked me about, which I don't know fully answer. It's a weird line of not showing interest but still showing interest.
That's right. It's a temporary face forward. Mm. So your thinking is forward. This is my life is in front of me. Oh,
right.
Well, who's this bitch beside of me? And you give her a little bit of attention, you look over your shoulder, wow, you look nice. And then you turn back around, you give her your back. Because you really, the body language is, you're snubbing her.
Right.
Body language. So if she's a really attractive woman, she's not accustomed to being snubbed. She's accustomed to walking in a place and then a guy's flock around. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, my God, your eyes were like, yo, your shoes. I like your shoes. My girl has those same shoes. They look good on you. Like, really? This nigga's talking about his girl. But he's, you know what I'm saying? It's just, so the same thing happens when you approach three women. You first talk to everybody, and while you're talking, you're touching, you create that kinetic energy, you're touching, and you but it's like non-sexual, you put your hand on yourself, so you're who, and this and that, and you kid with them, and you snap on them, you goofy, like, bitch, you got a ghetto ass name. Like, what the fuck? What's wrong? Who are you? Oh, you look like the slutty one. What? They go, oh my God, he's crazy. And then you snub the one that you want. Mm. And while you're snubbing her, she gains interest because she doesn't understand why she becomes jealous of the other women.
We want what we can't have.
And the other women are giving you attention because you're giving them attention. And then just as you as soon as you build that attention and she starts to feel as though she's not included, then you switch around. Listen, let me take you. I feel like I neglected you. And then you can remove her to another part of the party. Hey, listen.
Smooth as fuck, man.
It's an easy game. Yeah. It's a game, which you would think that fucking around with you know, three women is difficult because...
It's a blessing in disguise.
It's a blessing. Everything's a blessing, dog. You know what I mean? Everything's a blessing. You know, like, Jonathan plays the trumpet. Like, he is a serious, like, dope.
Right.
And when he plays, like, it's because his foundation, because his fundamentals are so strong, right? When you listen to him play, he don't know what the fuck he's going to play. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right. It's stream
of consciousness. It has to become instinctual.
Yeah, it's happening in his head.
Got to be muscle.
While
reflex.
He's doing it, but you got to have those fundamentals.
Yeah.
So studying these Beigephillip rules and understanding and recognizing which is which and when it goes down and is what helps you put it all together so you can bang. Jonathan, I would like you to, you know, like make the analogy of like when you, because I've seen Jonathan rock. You got to go check him out.
Oh,
like,
I'd love to.
An analogy for three women?
No, well, no, analogy for the music and, you know, when you're playing this music.
Well, I think basically what Dante's trying to get across today and with the example with the church is that you want to get to the point where these rules aren't necessarily something that you're thinking about, yeah, but you just act on naturally. So it's what it's practice. It's your five bricks every day or, you know, whatever it may be. You want them to be instinctual.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than a thought process.
Exactly.
Because
right,
as we say in the music, I mean, when you have an idea, the time between like thinking of it and the time between execution, that spot could be gone for that idea. Or like Harry, like that moment to close.
Yeah.
The window could have closed.
Yeah, and it did.
By the time,
took too long. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's got to be like,
because I'm rusty. That memory wasn't there.
You know?
Right.
When that's what we say when we hear an idea or we have an idea to execute in our head. So.
Yeah. That's part of it.
Execute that.
See how smooth fucking John thinks.
Yo, when he's talking, I'm like getting like a hairs on my back. Or fucking you know how to fuck it.
Imagine if you had a vagina. It'd be over. It'd just be like, here's vagina. Hear it.
You don't even have to lick it. You just talk. Yeah, you like what I talk.
You don't even have to eat pussy. You just talk to the vagina.
How you doing today?
Like, listen, come
already.
Tilt yourself to me. Come. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Don't jump. So it is. I got one more.
Oh, sweet.
How much time we got left?
We got about like 10, less than 10.
Okay. This one is this was actually an email. Says, what's up, Dante and everyone else on the show? What's going on, Harry? My question concerns the thank you card. I actually talked to this dude on the phone because this was really extensive. Right, it was really extensive. All right. I recently received from a girl that I've been in a long distance relationship for past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Long distance, as if I'm in Georgia and she's in California.
Okay.
She's fucking somebody else. First off, 4 years.
Irrelevant.
I went to visit her in Cali last month after almost a year without seeing her. She's fucking somebody else. I was there for 3 days in which we had sex each day, as well as I went out to places, enjoyed each other's company. After I returned home, she told me she sent me something in the mail. Turns out it's a generic thank you card that she must have had a box in her closet somewhere. The card says, hello, I just wanted to take time out to thank you for everything while you were here. The least I could do is send a card to show my appreciation. I enjoyed your company. At first, I didn't know how to take it. My thinking was, why say thank you as if I did her a favor? Because you did do her a favor. That's what you need
to
understand.
You took a plane to get pussy.
Exactly. What are you, fucking Magellan?
Jesus Christ.
This nigga is a conquistador.
With all the strip clubs in Atlanta.
Yeah, for real. Fuck. So he says, favor of some type. Then I'm thinking, if she was opening up to me with her feelings, why not just say that in the card?
Oh, because she's a woman.
Why do you think?
Yeah, that's a simple.
Why do you think we haven't talked in the last couple of weeks because we had an argument? I'm thinking it's over, although I'm not sure. There's a lot of details on this relationship that I can't say in this email. It would be too long. But as you always say, and what I've learned when I was married, it is your fault. Page full of rule. It is always your fault.
He wants to know how it's his fault.
And in the relationship, I allowed too much to happen, i.e. guy friends, degrading comments. I was ready to take the loss anyway, but I still like her a lot. But I feel if I call her that I would be giving up my power to her. What do you think? What I should do? Hopefully you'll email me your number so we can talk.
He's a listener. He knows.
Looking forward to your thoughts. Now here's what's interesting about this. Okay, So I emailed him a number because I was just no way I could explain all of this shit.
I'm just letting you know, you are setting a real bad precedent. I know. The more popular this show gets.
I know, because the other dude was like, yo, I hope you call me. And
no, people are now expecting a phone call.
Don't
expect
it.
Need a number for the Babes Phillips show.
Babes Phillips show, Dante. Hi, Dante.
Here's what's, but see, I'm setting a bad precedent, but I'm not.
For Dante.
Because now that we have the official Pimp Cup,
right.
Eventually, we're going to be going live. We're going to be going live and where you can call in. We're working on that now.
When you're on hold, move, bitch. Yeah. Get out the way. Hello,
so,
Dante.
Here's what happened. First of all, there's a lot of mistakes in here. He made a lot of mistakes. First of all, he's admitting that he's let a lot of shit going on. But he's also,
I'm a little confused as to the whole situation. She used to be in a relationship with him?
He's still with her, but they're
in a long-distance relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
She's in California. He's in Georgia.
Okay.
Right?
She's seeing somebody else, but
now,
not serious.
When I spoke to him, I said, you know this bitch is fucking somebody else, right? He goes, well, I thought of that. I go,
no, there's no
you
thinking.
Thought of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's
you
going
know.
Down.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing. Now, this is what's really interesting about this email was that while I was talking to him, his phone was ringing off the fucking hook. So I go, yo, you need to take that. Nah, it's that bitch.
Yeah.
Phone rings again. It's this other bitch. Phone rings again. It's this
another
other bitch.
Bitch.
Right? So he's got like three joints, and they're they're blowing him up. Like 7 to 9 calls while he's on the phone with me.
Opining.
And he's not even giving these bitches like, I'll call the bitch tomorrow. And I go, hold up. Let me just ask you something. You got how many? That was the same bitch? No, it was another bitch. So it's three bitches he's juggling, right? And he got this bitch out in Cali. Now, here's what's interesting. This is the principle which we keep talking about, that it's human nature. We want what we can't have.
Yeah.
So he starts to tell me about how he argues with this chick. And I go, so let me ask you something. What is good about this bitch? Clearly, I think she's probably a dime. But she's fucking thousands of miles away from you, right? You argue with her, right? You see in the email he talks about, you know, a lot of mistakes like guy friends, and so he tells me that she has a best friend, and she has this guy who she considers her best friend. And ladies, if you're listening, ladies, you have no best friend. You have a guy that's waiting to fuck you. That's what you got.
Uh-huh. And vice versa too. They know that.
Yeah,
they know subconsciously. They know.
You know, but sometimes they really believe, and even if
woman will trick themselves into believing the nonsense that they spout. You spout some nonsense. OJ thinks he's innocent. He really thinks he didn't do it.
Let's stop trying to make sense out of nonsense.
Right.
So here's what I'm saying. This chick, she thinks this guy is her. She knows he's trying to fuck her, but it's her best friend, and she's like, I want to introduce you. They had an argument because he wanted to introduce you to this dude who he knows is fucking her. And meantime, he's got three pieces of pussy in Georgia that these bitches are driving him crazy, but he wants the bitch that's giving him a hard time. So I asked him, what about this bitch is good? You have not told me anything about this bitch that's good. I go, and I bet you, I said, I think I'm a mind reader. I said, I bet you she don't even fuck you right. She don't even really put a session down on you. He's like, you right, you know, the bitch that's calling me right now is putting a session. I said, so here's what you're caught up, your ego is never get high on your own supply. Like your ego is, you got three bitches and you can't get, because this one is twisting your nuts, right? What do we say? What do we say about your nuts? If you got a tingle in your nuts, chances are somebody's getting ready to kick you in the balls. You know what I'm saying? So this is what you feeling, this kind of funky feeling in your gut of your balls, because this bitch is kicking you in the nuts. And but you want that. You chasing that. And you don't understand. And you're asking a question about why. Stop using them W words. Who, what, when, why, who gives a fuck? It is what it is. Accept it for what it is. Because if you're asking those W words, guess what happens? You are getting took. Your nuts are tingling. Because now you need to know. The reason why you need to know is because you think what she thinks is important. And what she thinks is important is more important than what you think. What's the rule? What's the rule, Pete?
Oh, no, you put yourself first.
Put yourself first.
Yeah.
So who gives a fuck about her? Thank you. And maybe she is.
Fuck her.
Maybe she was just that's how she was raised. When I grew up, my father was a thank you card dude. You know, my father was like, send a thank you card. And that was what You did.
She took it to the next level that it applies for pussy. All the gratitude things, like.
And you, but so,
send
but
a
to,
fruit basket.
But to think that to read
fuck
into
somebody
the,
so well, you,
you can't
a nice
read
basket.
Into the fact that this chick is sending a thank you card. Like, why read into that? Okay, I got a thank you card. Whatever, bitch. This is what you can't be in, because when you start giving that thought, now you're caught in this maze. You're caught in this maze, and you're
trying to analyze why it happened.
What does it mean when she says that? She just texted me that. She didn't call me back. I called her, but she didn't call me, and I called her when the phone cut off. We lost service. I called her back. She didn't call. Now you're a bitch.
You shouldn't give a fuck.
You gotta, but in order to not give a fuck, you gotta understand what your value is.
Right.
This bitch is fucking with you because she sees something in you. If she thought you was some kind of poo putt fucking doodle bag motherfucker, then she wouldn't be fucking with you in the first place.
Right.
Now, what you're doing is you're changing her mind. She's reevaluating what your value is. And that's what happened when the chick grabbed a titty and you didn't close the deal.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm trying to get this motherfucker some pussy. And then when you didn't close the deal, she goes, in your dreams.
Wow.
In your dreams.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now if she grabbed a titty and said, listen, when she said, listen, I need to see you grabbing your titty and I don't know what's going down. Clearly you are a mature woman, you know what you want. Let me get your number. Now if she goes, oh, I got a boyfriend. All right, peace. Then you bounce.
Right.
Now you're not spending your whole day
right.
with this bum bitch that's not going to give you no pussy anyway. And now she's got to be in the party while you flirting and hanging out. And you know, this month, now she got to what? Now what happens is you're creating a bidding war because you don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you, bitch. You're not going to. Listen, fellas, you got to understand that in order to be credible, to be a man and to be credible, you're going to have to make sacrifices. We talk about that all the time, Harry.
Yeah.
That's what the game is. The game is, if I'm your man, I got to take care of you. I got to be credible. I got to feed you and clothe you and hang out with you and listen to your problems and make everything better. That's what it means to be credible.
Yeah.
But if I do that and I leave my dirty drawers on the floor, shut the fuck up and pick them up.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make
understand what I'm doing for you.
Exactly. And don't take it for granted just because I do it. Why? Where's the rule again? Oh,
anything you do more than three times is no longer a favor. It's an obligation.
Bam. That's what I'm saying. And so it comes. Hey. So you feel what I'm saying? Jonathan, it goes around and around and around and around and around. And these things apply. Go.
Well, I was going to say earlier was I would only go to church once.
One time. Don't go. Or maybe twice, but don't go.
Here's the thing. One time you don't want to get pimped once.
Yeah.
You don't want to get pimped no times. And I say if your sincerity, but this is where we talk about credibility. If you're sincere, like, yo, I don't really go to church. I want to see what this bitch is about. Let me see what the church is about. But you're doing it for yourself, and she recognizes the sincerity. So that when you go, if you go and you don't like, you say, listen, this is really not my thing, and I respect what you do, but this I'm not down. And then she could go, well, I always need a, all right, bitch. I need a guy who's in the church. All right, well, then you don't need
have
me.
Have fun.
And she goes, oh, wait a minute. I didn't mean to. Did I really need to pull that trigger? Then she's going to call you up later. It's like,
I was in a relationship with a girl who didn't like my family very much. And she goes, well, why don't you know, you can go off and find someone who likes the family. I go, hey, I'm fine with you. Like, if you want to go find somebody else who doesn't get along with their family or their family get that, you're more than welcome to do it. They're probably not going to be as fun or as interesting. You can find them. So go ahead and find them if you want.
Wait, she didn't want to be with you because she didn't like your family.
She had my family, yeah.
And so she wanted to leave.
So it was basically like, you know, I can go find someone else. You can go find someone else. And my thing was like, yeah, I can probably find someone else who gets along with my family, but I'm with you because I find you interesting. You can probably find somebody whose family isn't that important.
And that's honest, but hear what the real play is. Okay.
Yeah.
You can find somebody else. Maybe you should find somebody who else likes your family. Okay, I'll do that. Let me get my shit and go. And now she's going, wait a minute. I didn't mean to. I didn't know we were playing hardball. Yeah, bitch. We're always playing hardball.
Strike three, motherfucker.
I didn't even get strike one or two.
I was in warm-ups.
I'm done.
I'm done.
Because then what you're doing is that's.
I'm just trying to count the times that you've opened a door and pointed. I'm trying to count the number of times. Just doing the swooping point.
A lot.
Just
look,
the ZZ Top on the way out.
I go, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Get out of my house.
Yeah.
You know, because. Here's the thing. This is game. the only way, you know, Patrice used to say this all the time, the only, like in war games, the only way to win is not to play. You know what I'm saying? My philosophy was flip the chessboard. You got me. I'm running around. You going check. Most people check. Like, I go, blah, here's a nigga. Who wins now? Nobody. Nobody won. There's pieces all over. You can't even find the rook. Where's the knight, motherfucker? It's under the radiator. Boy. Who? I was beating you, nigga. Prove it. I don't see shit.
You gonna buy me a new chessboard? Fuck, I'm not.
And that was the last time you and Gary Kasparov ever played again.
He was. You know what he said? Your technique is very. I've never cannot, in my life.
I cannot fight this technique.
I've never in my life.
I was winning, but now I'm losing.
You're losing. I hit a motherfucker with a bishop in the eye.
I hang my head in defeat to the brown man. You win.
I have a couple more emails, but you know what? We got a bunch of shows, and we got to wrap it up.
We will get to more emails, folks. So.
Jonathan, man, thanks for coming down. I know Harry, I called Jonathan about 2 hours before the show. I was like, nigga, what you doing? He's like, none, chilling. He's like, really chilling.
That's cool.
So he was like, I was like, come through. I want you to come to get in the pimp cup. I'm getting ready to crack the pimp cup. I want you there for the pimp cup. We also wanted Peter Demas, filmmaker extraordinaire. I wanted him here, and he couldn't make it because he's going to some friend's bullshit ass Dominican Republic wedding. That you know how motherfuckers they do the wedding in Dominican Republic. You know, let me tell you that's some pimp shit too. That Dominican, you know, because here's the thing, when you have a wedding, like there's motherfuckers that you feel like you have to invite.
Right.
But you don't really give a fuck about, right? And there's motherfuckers who really don't want to go to your wedding, but they have to because you invited them.
Yeah.
You do that fucking Dominican Republic.
The Hawaiian Dominican Republic.
And you're like, I just can't make it. It's just, I don't can't afford. And if you want to go, you go. And if you don't want to go, no pressure. So that's actually some cool shit. Because really, we don't really like each other. You know what I'm saying? Most people, it's not. I mean, I got a lot of acquaintances, a lot of my friends.
I've stopped doing
like
obligation shit. I've reached that point in my life. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah. It's pimp. You get pimped.
I don't care.
I don't get pimped on no level of my fucking life. I don't give a fuck. I'm not getting pimped. So I might be doing some pimping, but I'm not pimped. I'm not getting pimped. Peter.
Yes.
Good to have you here, brother. It's always a pleasure
What's
to see
your Twitter,
you.
Sir?
Great to be here. Oh, at Pete Davidson. PETEDAVIDSON.
Pete Davidson. That's my son. You want to change your Twitter to Peter Nero.
Peter Nero.
That's what I got him in my iPhone. I got him. That's Peter Nero. Comes Peter Nero. It's my son. It's my white son. I love this kid, man. And Peter, you know you can always, you got some shit going on. I mean, these crazy motherfuckers, strange motherfuckers, different motherfuckers, motherfuckers I don't even know I'm giving advice. So, I got love for you. So,
always.
You know you can always come to me.
Always.
Jonathan, you got anything you want to plug?
Nah, I'm good, man. You
That's the smoothest shit I've ever heard. Nah, fuck
doesn't need
that.
To plug anything. You could always reach me on Twitter, Harry Turjanian, or go to ihatecomedy.com to find all my stuff.
Do the base Philip.
Basephilip@gmail.com.
So not hit me directly.
Oh, okay. You can go to at Basephilip at the Basephilip. Now is that what you changed?
Yeah,
to, right?
It's the Basephilip
on Twitter
as well as
Basephilip@gmail.com.
Yeah,
with any of your questions, concerns, and
Dante,
your thing.
Please, you like this, brother. Rate us on iTunes. Give us a 5 stars and rate each
episode. If you've already listened, the more ratings we get, you can do it more than once. I mean, this is the easiest thing you could do to help us out.
Please.
That matters for some reason. For some bullshit reason, ratings matters even more than listeners or subscribers.
Johnny and all these dudes who are talking to me on the phone, come on, rate every episode. Say, episode 2 is dope.
There's 20 of them. Start now before there's 100 episodes you got to do. And you can do it more than once and all that stuff. And
And Maxwell,
spread the word of mouth.
Keith,
you know,
Johnny, all of y'all, please. Fucking Chris Martell to help with did the website and fucking Ian Ellis and hit us, please. You can also hit me at Dante Nero. It's Twitter at Dante Nero, Facebook /Dante Nero, DanteNero. Like my fan page. I'm going on my fan page. You can hit me. Whatever, dog.
Word of mouth.
Yeah,
you
please.
Know, let people know this is a good show. We're proud
and
of this.
You know what? Please turn. You know, you see what I did for Pete. Like, Pete is just got... Pete, when did you lose your virginity? What month?
January.
So you start out right in the new year.
Right in the new year. Bang.
And you six in.
And no, but you know what? I was in a relationship until June. 6 months with that first girl. So I got 5 and 3 months.
You're cramming a lot of fucking life experience. All you did was not get married yet. He's just cramming all the life experience in this one fucking year.
Yeah, he's been an Alcoholic Anonymous. But Pete, I mean, I'm because this is why I love him, and his personality is rich, because he's getting laid, and so he can focus on things. I always say that when you're not getting laid, that's all you focus on is getting laid, and you don't really cultivate the other aspects of your personality, which makes you less credible. So, like, and I'm telling fathers, me and Jonathan was talking about this cyclical, you know, fucking construction of more losers. We don't want another relation, another generation of losers. Nah. Turn your sons on to this shit.
No more skinny jeans.
My man I Rod, good friend of mine, known him 15 years. Yo, he got his sons listening to Beige Phillip. Like, look, here's what it is.
This shit works, man. Yes. It works.
Because if not, see, you know, it's a little neglectful because I'm.
Yeah.
But here, listen to this shit. But please listen to it.
You're going to damage part of their brain, but we got to grow the other part.
And that's what it is. And so turn your sons on to this, because it's for real. And they need to understand this, so they don't end up with your fucking shitty ass wife that you already got.
Or their mom.
Shitty ass mom.
I mean, don't say it that way. Yeah, listen, but you don't want to end up with
even
your mom.
Your mom's a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, let us do that for you. See, that's the beauty of this. You don't have to say that your wife is a bitch. Don't tell your kids
let
your mom's
say
a bitch.
It for you.
Let us say it for you. Hey, kids, your mom's a bitch.
So, I actually love my mother.
I just want to say everybody, so rate us, basephillip@gmail.com. All that good shit. Pete, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Harry, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
We got a lot of work to do this week.
Oh,
a lot of shows to do.
He's going to be exhausted by the time this is done.
Yo, thanks for coming out. Thanks for listening, y'all. I love y'all, man. I'm out of here. Peace. Patrol on the Gap Patrol. Foes who wanna make sure his casket's closed. Rap critics who say his money cash holes. He's from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you want for